money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good to have you on board. Follow the Money on the road in Omaha. College World Series at Rocco's, right across from the stadium where the games are played. Home of the world-famous Jell-O Shot Room and the Jell-O Shot Challenge. And now the man who owns this great property, Kevin Colgett, joins the program now. Great to see you. Thanks so much for having us, by the way. This is awesome.
Oh, it's fantastic, man. I'm really excited. Like I said, I've been listening to you guys forever, and it's a bucket list deal for me. You're here now, and to be doing this is a cool gig, man, especially in my bar. So
that's
fantastic.
Pretty awesome.
All right. Can I throw you a curveball off the bat?
Do it right. Go right away.
What is it about people from Iowa and the Busch Light?
It's Busch Light, baby.
Oh, my God.
Silos. You got to drink the Silos if you're in Iowa.
He gave me a tour of the bar next door he owns yesterday called Lefty's, and these guys are from Iowa, and the whole table is Busch Light cans.
All of them, man.
It.
Yeah, if you're from Iowa, it's all Busch Light all the time.
How much do you sell at the bar?
So I got a little place in Council Bluffs that holds about 40 people, and I go through about 30 cases of Busch Light a week.
What?
Tall boys, yeah. I sell more of that than any... all the other products combined times two. No, it's awesome. Busch Light Tall Boys, man. Silos.
Wow.
I mean, you go to Iowa State games. It's true. When Iowa State shows up somewhere, I mean, there's no Busch Light. You don't have enough in the state when they show up. So.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't really know why, but.
I got that.
By the way, did Busch Light not tinker around and add like some flavors or whatever? Don't they have like a peach?
They got a peach and an apple and.
Are those good sellers?
I wouldn't touch those for $1 million.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're just going okay. Beer. You know, I got two kinds of beer: warm and cold. I sell cold beer, so we're in good shape.
That's great. Oh, man.
Okay, so they're updating the Jell-O Shot board as we speak.
Yeah, I can hear them yelling and screaming here.
Oh, Coastal's got 69. No, they're not at the top, though. Oregon State has 173.
Nope.
No, that's Murray State. I'm sorry.
Murray State.
Is Murray State in the lead?
Murray State's in the lead, 173 right now.
Is that sustainable?
It's going to be tough to do. I met a lot of them, but their players were great, and their AD just came in and introduced himself, and I think they got a cool coach. So, you know, hey, what the heck?
Yes.
Wait, so Pat Forty wasn't joking. UCLA has four?
Four, yeah. That might be all they get.
Wow.
it's just, like I said, they don't hang out down here. They're out west. And
what's the ultimate? LSU being here obviously takes the cake.
LSU and Arkansas by far.
By far.
By far.
Arkansas, if you had a Tennessee, any of these other SEC programs?
Well, the thing about Arkansas is the farther they go, it's a six-hour drive. So their fan base just explodes, you know. And so it's easy for them to get here. So as they get farther and farther into it, more and more people just drive up and tear it up. So,
oh, okay.
And they've been coming into Lefty since we first opened up. You know, they've been here quite a few times. So we got a good relationship with Arkansas. LSU's been coming to Omaha since the dawn of time. So, and they travel well. And they're here whether they play or not. So those two schools, obviously. And Mississippi State treat us really well, too. So.
Great.
Yeah, we've been fortunate the last few years. We've had some really good teams. So. And Tennessee, Texas A&M last year, like I said, it was an awesome battle because they changed the lead four different times in the last 3 days. And then, you know, it was awesome. I mean, and they were all in here yelling and screaming and playing the fight song. And I heard Rocky Top 90 times a day. And, you know, but it was fun.
Yeah.
It was good.
We got a lot for you here.
All right.
But can you? Because I thought this went back maybe 15 years. How did this come about with the Jell-O Shot Challenge? What's the story?
I'll give you the condensed version. So we used to have shots that were in bottles. And when I took this bar over, I'm like, well, that's kind of a pain in the butt to do. So let's just sell Jell-O. So my daughter made up these little tins. We were selling Jell-O. It's just for fun. You know, I sell pizza and beer for a living. I sell Jell-O for fun. And had some guys from Arkansas came up, and one guy was buying 50 shots at a time and tipping $50. So the bartenders just wanted to know what he had done. So they were writing down how many he had. So then COVID year came in. The following year was the last time that the format here was you played all week, you took Saturday, Sunday off, and then you played Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So I knew Mississippi State was coming into town, so I went home and I made a little flyer just for fun and put it up on the wall and said, hey, you know, there's a Jell-O Shot record, University of Arkansas, because these people are competitive. And they drank like 2,800 Jell-O Shots, which I thought was insanely crazy.
Right, right.
So then I got really bold, and I bought a $28 plaque the next year and put it up on the wall and said, you know, this is for this year's champion. We're going to engrave your name on it. I told my wife, I said, we get lucky and get the right team. Somebody might drink 3,000 Jell-O Shots. So Arkansas, again, they show up. This was the party room at the time. So they come into the party room at 9 o'clock. By noon, they've drank 3,000 on their own. And then it just starts to explode. So after them is Mississippi. Well, Mississippi hates Mississippi State, who has the record. Arkansas's already drank three, so now they're going nuts. So in the next 3 hours, they drink 4,500. Now I'm 7,500 down. I've only got 10,000 in the bar for 12 days. I'm out of Jell-O. So that is basically how the whole thing starts. So social media comes in, they take over, and guys are saying, you know, he's making all this money, he's making these shots in his kitchen for 7 cents or whatever. And it was never the point. I was never selling Jell-O to make money. I was selling Jell-O to have fun. So went home that night, and I wasn't comfortable with it. So got online, I'm looking at the schools. Do I donate to the teams? Do I donate to the players? What do I do? And that's when I found the food bank down at Mississippi State, or at Ole Miss, excuse me. And the thing that struck me the most about that was 49% of the people who used that food bank were employees of the school. Because you forget that when COVID happened, they lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And so that struck me a lot. And then I got on Arkansas's website, and their food bank's the same way. You know, it's really good. They take care of a lot of people. So I woke my wife, Bonnie, up, and I said, here's what we're going to do. Let's take these two teams. Let's go for the rest of the week. I'm going to give them $2 each for every shot they buy. Let's push this as hard as we can, see what happens. So that went really good. And then the following year, we decided, okay, let's just give everybody a piece of the pie here. So we that's the year we went to a dollar shot for everybody who was here, no matter what you drank. We gave to your food bank. And then we kicked back 50 cents locally. Well, then LSU shows up, and 68,000 shots later, you know, yep. I'm writing a $150,000 check. But it's fantastic, and we love it. And I never thought I'd be in this position to be able to do it. One, number two, to help the people the way we do. And the feedback we get from these places is phenomenal. Like I said, down at Ole Miss, a year ago they adopted a cat, and they named it Rocco and sent a picture to my wife.
Amazing.
And, you know, and Tennessee told us with what we donated to them last year that would cover 100,000 meals. And so, you know, it's a good thing. It's exploded. People like it. And food insecurities are something that are really important to my wife and I. And so it's nice. And every year we choose a different charity locally. Last year we gave to the three universities, to Iowa Western and Council Bluffs, and Creighton and UNO in Omaha, gave them $16,000 each for their food banks. And this year we'll do something different. We never tell anybody what we're going to do, but there'll be a nice check for somebody at the end of this in the Omaha metro area.
Wow. Yeah. Unbelievable.
That's an amazing story.
So with the charity involved and the rivalry, and you've had four or five calls today, you get some incredible phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
About what tell Mitch and the audience what people want to do and how. Hey, I want to get 2,000. Send them to
the me. Moment the team comes in, I pick up the phone. They're like, I want to buy 1,000 shots for Arkansas over the phone, put them on the board. I'm like, well, number one, we don't start for a week. Number two, I can't sell Jell-O over the phone. And so, you know, I'm like, you got to be here. But I get those calls come in daily. And people are just, they're caught up in it. They're excited by it. And, you know, so those kind of things happen all the time. And we try to keep it. You know, you want to be here. We want it to stay here. Obviously, we can't sell things over the phone. We really wouldn't want to because it kind of takes away from what we're doing. But
right.
Yeah, it's just amazing the stuff people want to do and how they want to be involved. And it's great. It's great. But I just say, you know, Venmo your buddy and let him buy him while he's here, and we'll go from there. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like 5 years of this. You're right, Paulie. I thought this thing would go back.
This will be our fifth.
I was blown away.
Oh my God!
They got the board right out here at the bar.
Everybody's listed. It's only been five, and one of those was COVID year. So
you know what this is? This is Circa Survivor. There's no ceiling for that. There's no ceiling for this.
I don't know if there is. Honestly, I 96,000 2 years ago, 98,000 last year. This year, I thought a 20% bump. I got 120,000 Jell-O shots. I don't know if it's going to make it. You know, these schools go, if LSU and Arkansas battle back and forth and get to the IF game on Thursday, I mean, I don't know where the number can go. You know, and then somebody else can jump in out of the blue here, you know, which would be, I mean, it happens. So it's just one of those things. You got lucky, caught lightning in a bottle. And the cool thing for us this year is if we get to 82,000, which we will, that'll be $500,000 we've donated to food insecurity in 5 years, which is I'm pretty proud of.
That's amazing.
You know,
you can write
a check $100,000 a year. Yeah. That's I never did that in my life until the last 5 years, but it's cool, and my wife and I are really proud of that. So
should be.
How about the people that come here and think everything's for sale?
Yeah.
Can you tell the story of the guy? He wanted to buy the actual board.
Oh, all the time.
I mean, you just said it was $28. So if a guy's gonna have the board for $10,000.
Oh yeah. Well, I had a guy that wants to take Florida State. They only had like 200 Jell-O shots. The guy's like, if you take them off the board and put my URL up there, I'll give you $10,000. I'm like, I can't do it. The board's the board. It's sacred, you know? And he goes, I'll give you $20,000. I'm like, I can't do it, you know? And people want to buy the board. They want to buy the plaques. They want to buy the signs. I mean, it's just crazy. But it's cool. I mean, I'm glad they're excited about it and they get involved. But we try to keep it, you know, as pure as possible. So that board's been hanging up there since the day we did it with my horrible writing on it. And it's kind of our lucky charm. So, you know, we're not going to change that board.
Yeah.
Yeah. And only
who knows how high they go?
I know.
20,000, 25, 30,000.
I think they would keep going.
I think you're right.
Is there a number where you would say, okay, that's crazy enough, I got to take it?
No. No way, man.
No?
No. No.
$200,000?
What we're doing right now is
$200.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You know, I make money. You know, the gel is a great part of it. I sell a lot of pizza and beer, and I'm happy with what we're doing. I would be selling myself. I just won't do it.
You said something to me.
Now, you can buy the bar. Then you can do with the board whatever you want. But okay, that's going to cost you more than $200,000.
Right, yeah. Well, you're going to hang around for one more segment. Yeah. You said something to me how Omaha does this right and how Omaha is such a great sports city, underrated.
Oh, fabulous.
He told me last night that the Rays were going to, they thought about moving here for this year. And play
that was
their
the
games,
rumor.
Right?
Would have been fantastic.
And you said, what, 26,000 sell out every night?
Oh, they'd sell it out every night. I guarantee they would in a heartbeat. Yeah. I mean, this.
It's like the Uber driver told me with the Creighton basketball team.
Yeah, their numbers.
So 25.
They're top five in the country every year in attendance.
Yeah.
Every single year. I mean, they sell out every game, 17,000. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I've been to that arena once. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's the whole city, they just embrace sports. We just don't have anything professional. So that's why you get the college volleyball and all the good stuff comes here. The Olympic swim trials, I mean, Omaha supports it well. They do it right.
All right. We got the prop up next, LSU against the field. Perfect guy to ask about this LSU fan base and we'll also talk about the Tiger as well. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup are here. Profit X offering the best odds all playoff long. Profit X peer-to-peer sports exchange available in 40-plus states, the first of its kind in the U.S. You can make picks against other groups of fans rather than against books. Exchanges guarantee you the best odds on average by 10 to 20%. Even request your own odds. Download Profit X today. Code VSIN. Earn up to $200 in profit cash over your first month. Profit X. Code VSIN. Go get it.
I want to ask Kevin as well about something that's very relatable to people in the audience right now. There's no legal sports betting offered in Nebraska. So what do people do? You can go across the bridge and bet in Iowa. We'll ask them about that coming up next.
You bet.
This is Follow the Money on VSEN.
Good to have you on board here with Follow the Money. We're live in Omaha, College World Series, and we're at Rocco's right across from the stadium where they play the games, home of the world-famous Jello Shot Room and the Jello Shot Challenge. And Kevin Colgett is our guest, and he owns this great property. There's no legal sports betting in the state of Nebraska.
No, it's terrible.
So this is relatable for, I think, you know, a lot of people as states were legalizing it going all the way back to 2018. In Arizona, for us who live out in Las Vegas, they had a lot of books that Nevada did not.
Yep.
So we're like, okay, well, we just got to drive to Arizona to make some bets here. What do people do? Because there's a bridge right here that goes over to Iowa. How popular is that bridge for people to go and make their bets?
Well, that, and there's a Casey's right over here in Carter Lake, which is technically part of Iowa. It's there since the flood. So it's in Nebraska, but it's still Iowa. And you go to the Casey's parking lot. That's where most people go.
Oh, really?
Because I got Lefties next door, which is a great place to watch sports, but guys have to leave, you know, between games or whatever to go make their bets. So I send them to the Casey's most of the time because it's the closest. So it's 5 minutes. They place a bet in the parking lot and come back. Or they go across the river. Yeah. So, but it's tough. I wish we had it in Nebraska, obviously. It helped me a ton.
Oh, people would not be leaving at halftime or whatever.
We got Keno, but that's not sports wagering. So,
sure.
Why we have Keno and no sports wagering, I don't know. But, I mean, it is just one of those things.
Okay. Probably not coming anytime soon.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. So, the most shots that one person ever purchased at one time is how many?
8,888. Yeah.
That's a lot of shots.
It's a lot of shots.
How do you bring them out?
Yeah.
Who drinks them all?
So,
like, how does that go?
That's a good question. So, for instance, obviously I'm not going to serve 8,000 shots. You know, so what we do is, say, for instance, when Mr. Graves, you know, bought the 3,000 LSU shots, or 6,000 LSU shots, excuse me, we do a photo op. You buy the shots. They want the photo op and the whole nine yards. And then we told everybody in the bar, listen, if you want a shot, you know, he's buying shots for the whole bar. We'll raise your hand. We'll go around. We'll give everybody a shot. And then 3 hours later, when their team gets done playing, we'll buy everybody one shot again, and then that's it. So these guys know, even though they're buying 8,000, they're probably only getting 300. But they want it because they want it to go to their charity. You know, they want it to go to their school. So they understand that going in. So people come up, and they'll say to me, well, you know, I want to spend $7,000 on shots. How many do I get? I'm like, well, 100. And they're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, well, you know, I have liquor laws I have to abide by. So the heavy hitters that understand it, get it. And if they don't, then I just don't sell them the shots.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the best thing to happen in your business? What's your favorite word?
Oh, rain delay.
Yeah.
Rain delay by far.
If there's a rain delay, what happens? How good is it for you?
Oh, the place just gets packed. You know, because you got to clear the stadium technically when lightnings, and it's 40 minutes for every lightning strike. Well, people don't want to stand in the restroom for 10 hours, so they'll just come over. So if I see a storm coming, I just put it up on the TVs and tell people, hey, stay here and drink because it's coming. And when it comes, they're gonna shut the game down. So, rain delays are good.
How often do you get it?
Oh, at least once a series,
Oh, you do?
Two years ago, I got a rain delay with the sun shining. It was fantastic. Because it's 20 miles.
Wow.
I didn't have to clear the patio. It's 20 miles away is the radius for the lightning.
Okay.
And it was north of us, and it was sun was shining. The patio's packed. They delayed the game. People are looking around like, what the hell is going on? But it was great for me because I just kept rolling, you know. The best, longest I had was we had about a six-hour rain delay with Oklahoma State a few years ago, and that was about as wild. Besides having to listen to Sweet Caroline 6,000 times, those guys tore it up. I mean, it was fantastic,
Okay, excellent. Can you put in perspective then what LSU fans are like? And this, you sent this in. This is the Tiger. So this guy, does he make parade floats?
Yeah, he makes the floats, the Mardi Gras parade floats down in LSU. So we get a phone call 2 days ago, and the guy says, listen, I got this Tiger. You know, we're thinking about bringing it up if LSU makes the finals. He's going through the whole thing. I'm like, I'm thinking it's something we're going to put on top of the shot bar or something or in a corner. Like, can you send me a picture? So he sends this, and I'm like, dude.
It's a float.
So he's like, we Google searched your bar. You got three parking spots out front. We'd like to park the Tiger out there. Like, dude, I don't think that's going to happen. So, but I mean, they're enthusiastic. I'll tell you that. The LSU fan, they're fun. They're really fun. They're good people.
He was going to call the city?
Yeah, he was going to call. I go, they're never going to approve this. Call away. He's like, well, can I use your name? I'm like, yeah, they'll just laugh. I mean, you're not going to bring a giant Tiger and park it out front. But, you know, it's that kind of stuff happens more often than you would think. But, yeah, the LSU fans, they're obviously, and they're here every year, whether they're here or not. You know, they make their plans because they always think they're going to be here. And even if they're not, they want to come up and party. So they're good people, you know.
Yeah.
They're just really enthusiastic, which is fun.
So how much does it hurt, a little bit, that it's LSU Arkansas Saturday night? Right off the bat.
Well, you'd obviously like to have those two big draws on opposite sides of the bracket, you know. But again, with a straight double elimination format, they're going to play tomorrow night at 6, which is going to be massive. Then both teams will play back to back Monday, and you hope the loser keeps winning. And then if they get to Wednesday, then you want the opposite team to win. So I get an if game on Thursday, because the difference between me having one game or two games or no games is massive for me. And so, you know, it could work out great, but you just never know. You know, there's a lot of surprises here. It's baseball, so.
Yeah, right.
They have the record 2 years ago, almost 69,000 shots, and they want to break it this year. So we'll see how deep LSU can go. And we have a viewer who came up and said he wants a prop LSU against the field.
Would you bet on them beating it this year?
They're pretty good. Arkansas is good, too. You know, I mean, it's.
If I told you LSU's playing for the whole thing.
Will they break 70,000?
Yep.
They will. They'll break it. Yeah, they'll
mark
break it.
It'll be a pride thing at that point.
It'll be a pride thing. Because they're competitive. So they just don't want to get on the board again as a champion. They want to break the record. I mean, that's the great thing about schools, especially SEC schools. It's just competition all the time. And that's what drives this whole thing. I mean, Arkansas would be great, and they'll break it if they're here, I guarantee it. But LSU, they just don't want to win it. They want to break their own record. I mean, everybody I've talked to, they just look at me and go, we're doing 70,000. You're Mr. Rocco, we're doing 70,000. Right. I'm like, hey, if you're here, man, I'll take it.
Arkansas will hit 70,000 as well if they're.
Oh, I think if Arkansas is in it and they know that LSU's record's out there, they'll go after it hard. Yeah, they'll go after it hard.
Wow. So you own four bars. And you said something, too, earlier about steakhouses in Omaha. Is good help hard to find?
Yeah, it's terrible. Help's hard to find.
Younger people, that demographic?
Yeah, they don't understand what work is. Like, the 40-hour work week's gone, and, you know, people don't want to wash dishes. People don't want to cook pizzas. Everybody thinks they're a chef. You know, McDonald's is paying $20 an hour to a kid to make fries, you know, so it makes a guy like me, a small business owner, it's hard to pay people, you know, and make a living. But, you know, I'm like, behind the shop bar, that's my sister-in-law and my sister. Both my boys are here. My wife's running around. You know, mm-hmm. I got a bunch of guys that used to coach in high school that work for me. Thank God I got those people. My son lived in Vegas for a few years. Two guys flew in from Vegas today, and they're going to work for us tonight. So, you know, I mean, it's all hands on deck. And,
wow. Okay.
And, luckily I'm fortunate. I got a lot of good friends to take care of me during this time of year.
So you were saying that happened with the steakhouses here? Like, once the older generation fell out, then the young people were like, well, I don't have any money. I'm not going to – I have all the money. I'm not going to bother to work, though. And that's
probably – yeah, it's probably 10 of the best steakhouses you're ever going to eat. When they say Omaha Steaks, I mean, it's true. The steakhouses in Omaha, it's just different. And the problem is that they're old people. They made a ton of money. They gave that money to their kids, and their kids don't want to work. So the parents want to pass it down, and the kids are like, I'm good. and then they just close, or somebody buys it and they close anyway because you lose that.
Right.
You know, well, you lose that appeal, and so there's about three or four good ones left, but it's sad to say, you know. But I'm getting old. We're all getting old, so you know.
Okay. How about the name? You're Kevin.
Yeah.
Your son is J.D. and Tucker.
Yep.
And then you own Lefties.
Lefties. I got a bar in the old market called J.D. Tucker's when they were little.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So why is the name Rocco's?
So I lived in Colorado for 10 years. My parents had a nightclub out in Breckenridge. And there was a little town we used to go down south by Durango called Roscoe's, which I just like the name. It just kind of rolled. And Roscoe's Pizza sounded good. So we're getting ready to name it. We send the stuff to the attorneys. They're doing the whole thing. And the night before we signed the papers, I'm having a dream. And in the dream, it's called Rocco's, not Roscoe's. I don't know why. And all my friends are in the bar, and they're all screaming at me because I can't service them fast enough. Like, I'm just packed. So I get up in the morning, my wife and I are talking, and I'm like, you're not going to believe this dream I had. So I start to tell her, and she's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, they sent the paperwork back, and instead of Roscoe's, they put Rocco's. So I dreamt about it, the paperwork, and I go, well, call them up, tell them we're not going to change it. We're gonna go Rocco's. You have to. It's like, you know,
sure,
at this point you got to go. So it's worked out well.
How about that?
Yes.
Wow. It's worked out well.
Are you going to be in Circus Survivor this year?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were out there last year. My son-in-law and I went out, and he had six entries. I had two. We're definitely coming out. 23rd, I think, is the sign-up day. And so we had a blast last year. They took such good care of you at Circus. It's fantastic. You know?
Did you guys make a run at all?
No, I was out in 3 weeks, and he was out in four. So, yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough, man. It's fun, though. It's awesome.
Seriously, yes.
It is. It's a rush.
Well, last year was an all-timer, though.
Oh, no doubt.
Early with the carnage.
Yeah, yeah. Happened. My son-in-law lost half his picks day one.
Sure.
But it's fantastic. Anybody who hasn't done it, you got to do it. And then go out to the signups because those are wonderful, too. I mean, Circa takes such good care of you out there 3 or 4 days, and it's awesome.
Grandissimo, 100,000?
No. I got to sell a hell of a lot more Jell-O for my wife to spend 100,000. I have a hard time prying 1,000 out of her.
Oh, man.
She handles the cash, which is a good thing.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
This is awesome.
Oh, it's
Can't
fantastic.
Thank you enough for having us here.
No, it's great. I thought I was going to have to rent a cabana and to ever hook up with you guys, but now you're in my bar, so it's solid, dude.
Yeah, really cool.
It's really good.
Pizza spectacular.
Oh, did you like the three little pigs?
So good. Yeah.
Good.
Exceeded the expectations.
The three little pigs, good. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. The food's good here, and the beer's cold. So, you know, we don't just do Jell-O. So.
No. Right. I would highly recommend the pizza here for sure. The menu that you have of pizzas, phenomenal. If we do a steakhouse, though, tonight, like you said, is there one that you recommend or tell people to go to, or are there just so many?
I got three or four, but I'm friends with all the owners, so I wouldn't want to recommend one over the other.
All right.
But we'll chat.
Sounds good. So, thanks, Kevin. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, it was fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Like I said, bucket list being on the show. So,
bucket list to be here.
Good deal.
We'll take you inside Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria up next. Some long shot bets that we've made and hit on some of the wagers we've seen from the audience as well.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN. Hungry for a winner? Sometimes all you need is a slice.
You make this pizza?
We swap pepperoni for parlays and give you alternate lines instead of anchovies.
I'm telling you, this pizza idea is really going
to
happen.
From our kitchen to your wallet, sweat with us and throw some pizza money on it.
Double meatball, pepperoni, sausage, peppers, onions, extra mozzarella.
Welcome to Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria.
Mitch and Pauly's Pizzeria tip jar sponsored by Mama's Pizza. Mama's Pizza, the only pick that always covers. Been feeding hungry Texans since 1968.
I love it. I want to plan a trip to Texas just to eat Mama's Pizza.
So Jordan Scott, who has 14 locations and counting, I met him and he said, get out of here with your New Haven. Get out of here with your Johns in New York. The best pizza you're ever going to have is Mama's Pizza. And he went and talked about how great the ingredients, family owned and operated, took over the business when he was 27. And he said the crust will blow you away. How good the crust is.
Okay, very good.
It's a secret ingredient.
Are they all in Dallas? Do you know?
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth
area. So I understand
area.
It, yeah.
I'm a big Austin/Dallas guy.
Yeah.
So I think we need to plan that, Pauly.
Yes.
Here we go. We'll get to the audience plays coming up here in a bit as a refresher course. Do you realize it's been 4 months since we had the Super Bowl? That also means we have to wait 3 more months to get it. Get back into the NFL.
No, we're getting close. Hall of Fame game, late July.
So this is the first bet that I made last year. It was the Rams to win the Super Bowl at 30-1. I'm heavy on that team this year, man.
Yeah.
I love the personnel.
I don't mind it. I think 160 to make the playoffs is ridiculous.
I think they're the best team in that division.
Sure.
I think the schedule's doable. The coach is awesome. He's really won me over time. Stafford's still playing great football. And I really like the offseason they had as well. So that's the Rams win the Super Bowl at 30-1. Moving on. You know, we talked about this earlier with Jensen Lewis. I'm hanging on here to Pete Crow Armstrong to win the National League MVP. 110-1 was the original bet. I added more at 70-1. He's the second shot on the board behind Shohei Ohtani. Do I need to? I've asked you this before. I can get like Ohtani at -$3. Do I do it, or is that just completely stupid?
No, I can get hurt. Not yet.
Where does that number go after we find out he's making his first start?
Yeah, it depends. We'll see how he does. You know, maybe he gets touched up a little bit. Maybe he doesn't. He's not Gibson, Bob Gibson. We'll see.
All right. Continue here strolling into our pizzeria, brought to you by Mama's Pizza. Pending here, a couple of bombs I made. Well, pizza bets, I guess. John Rahm, 14-1. Ludwig Obert, 25-1. I have Kepka, 100-1, and some other guys like McIntyre. He had a good round today, played even. But like Justin Rose, no good. I also had Matt Fitzpatrick, no good. So I think, did Kepka finish with something here that was good?
M blew up a little bit.
He did.
He's 3-under.
Okay, Brooksy got to 2.
Oh, he did.
So he's 2 back. So Brooks is live there. John Rahm's 1-under right now through 17. Okay, not bad.
All right.
Oh, and I have the field, 5-1. Jello shot challenge here as well.
Okay.
There are some good candidates in the field.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So I got to take my chance.
All right. Well, I think everyone's playing for second place. It's the Ben Griffin Invitational, 70-1 to win the U.S. Open, 9-1 to finish top 5. Added some Hovland at 60-1. Where was he last? I saw him even before we talked to Kevin.
He is 1-over through 16.
All
so
right.
He's tied T21 right now.
All right. Took a shot with Hovland as well and did that with the golf. And this is tomorrow. This is wide open now with this prop every game. Who's going to have the most threes in the game and in the series? But for the series, I think this is, I did this for, this is for the game, I believe. Yeah, it's for the game. Obi Toppin's 15-1. And then I got to come back with Dort plus 550 again. This is just for the game tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I think every time Dort shoots the ball, it's going in. Not to mention, I'm not a fan of Turner right now.
Yeah.
And I want to get more run for Toppin. And Toppin was great earlier in the series. I think it was game two that he can have some moments. So I just think between, you don't know who's going to go off for Indiana from behind the line. And then Dort seems to be a reliable guy. Plus 550 and 15-1. That's tomorrow. This is from Peter. Florida to win the college basketball tournament. OKC.
Now, is that's already done? That's in? Or is that
yeah.
for next year?
No, it's in.
Okay, it's in.
OKC to win the West. It's in. Dodgers win the National League. Rams win the West. Panthers win the Cup. 632-1. Peter H., you're alive and good.
Oh,
wow,
man.
You're alive and well. That's incredible.
Okay, so two of them are already in. The Panthers on the cusp.
Yeah?
He can
maneuver Dodgers NL? Yeah.
Of course. He can bet. Go fly to Vegas if he doesn't live there and bet the no at Circa on both those.
Yep. Yep. Tom B., Arkansas, College World Series, 12-1. Big one tomorrow, Saturday night, taking on LSU.
That's a good number.
And I know Grissom, who's on tomorrow in the College Baseball World Series betting guide, that the case if there's one team that can overcome a loss right off the bat, it's Arkansas.
You did a great job with that guy.
He did. Nate M., Caglione, Rookie of the Year. Bengals AFC, DeChambeau U.S. Open, 1,154-1. Hey, a kid can dream. DeChambeau off to a slow start.
Now he's 7 back.
Yep. Now, what does this one pay? Florida to win the title, Rory to win the Masters, in. Oilers win the Cup, OKC wins the finals. What does that pay? He's got 2 in, and he's right here with the other two. I mean, if he can get an Oiler win tonight, still down 2-1. OKC still favored.
Right, right.
How much does that ticket pay? What does he have on that?
Well, I mean, with Rory to win the Masters, that was at 7-1 or maybe a little bit better than that.
Yeah, depends when he bet Florida, but I'm sure he still got a good price because it didn't crash till after the SEC tournament.
Right, and he also got plus money on Oklahoma City and definitely good 800-1 on that ticket.
Oh, wow. Come on, Andrew. Get a big Edmonton win tonight.
Damn, that's a good one, too.
Ray 39-39 on X. Judge MVP. Ohtani MVP. Skeen Cy Young, Keglione Rookie of the Year.
And Brown Cy Young, too.
And Brown Cy Young, 190-1.
Oh, man. I mean, he's looking really good on three of them. Hunter Brown has been sensational, but can he overcome Scoople? Yeah. Forget about Keglione for a second because he's up against it. But,
yeah,
man, like Scoople's going to have to get hurt.
Probably. Took a bad beat last night. Mama's Pizza's here to help. They've been feeding hungry Texans since 1968 and winning so many best pizza awards they stopped counting after a few thousand. Mama's has the crust that beats the spread every time, fresh ingredients, award-winning pies, and a taste you won't want to fade. Thinking long-term value, franchise opportunities are available. That's big. Mama's Pizza, the only pick that always covers. Thanks to Jordan, Mama's Pizzas. The best pizza in Texas, mamaspizzas.net.
How often do you have a hankering for pizza?
All the time.
I do too.
All the time.
Constantly. If I go 2 weeks without eating some sort of pizza, I'm going to lose my mind almost.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get that fixed. That's the only thing, I think that might be the only food item now at this stage of my life that I still feel that way about. A true craving, right?
He'll be great to talk about. He's coming on the air August when he comes out, Jordan Scott. But that's he took over, family-owned, took over when he was 27, and it's a monster now. 14 locations and franchise opportunities available. Welcome aboard. Good to have you. Mama's Pizza, pizzas.net.
That's great. I do like how we're getting now games every other night, right? When you go NBA, then NHL. We had an off night earlier this week. That's no fun this time
of
year.
Can you imagine if this game goes to overtime?
I don't understand what they're doing, though. I mean,
they play Saturday with travel, 5.5-hour plane ride.
Now, this is the game that you want to bet ice time under.
They have it.
DraftKings put it up.
They have McDavid up. They have Bennett up. And that's all I saw, but at least they have them up. McDavid's 22.5 minutes. And Bennett is 17, I believe.
Okay. But does that... You want to play under for Florida players and maybe not for Edmonton because they have to have the game pretty much?
Yeah. Well, who knows?
And then
could be another blowout. I don't know.
You know what you could do then? You could play some unders. Well, I was going to say the only thing that you can't have happen then is overtime. But you could also play overtime at plus money and then play some unders with the ice time. How would you approach it?
I don't want the under. I'll tell you that.
No, in the game?
I don't want the game under.
How about the ice time?
I got that. I would take McDavid over. I'm with you with McDavid over. You got to have it.
Yeah, so Oilers,
it's not. I know what happened last year, but that was last year. To beat these guys, that three in a row, down 3-1, they're too good.
Yeah, Florida's better than last year. There's absolutely no doubt.
Yeah, but I got a ton of props on the game tonight, though.
All right, very good. We'll find out what Paulie's betting. In Pocket Plays next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN live in Omaha at Rocco's for the College World Series.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000-1 on anything. You take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're right.
All right. Recap what happened. We've been off. We were off for a day traveling. Bob saves over. Ekholm over block shots. Halliburton over points last night. You know he'd respond. He had a huge game. Is that the Cameron? Got the Noah Cam? How about this beat? Tell people what happened to us with this. That lost he's getting roughed up.
Yeah. And he had 82 pitches through five innings.
Yeah, the Yankees had five off him early. Judge hit it out of the stadium.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They brought him out for the sixth.
Yes, and he got two more outs to go over. This is happening at the same time. I had a loser on Mackenzie Gore.
Yeah, that lost.
They never brought him back after 89 pitches. And he misses K-Prop by one. It's happening at the same time. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And so Cameron went over like 100 pitches in that. What? I don't know. I lost my mind.
Did he go over his K-Prop too?
Yeah, he did.
I can't believe it. They're getting buried. He doesn't have it. They bring him out for the sixth, and he goes over the outs.
That's sick, man.
I couldn't believe it. All right. What do we got here? Glasses.
You got Stanley Cup, no hat trick.
Okay.
You have no shutout.
Yep, still alive.
Panthers in six. Yep. Sam Bennett, Conn Smythe.
Yeah, 30-1.
10-plus goals in a game, no.
Not happening.
NBA Finals under 5.5 games.
We're on life support. Can you imagine? What was Pacers in five? 80-1?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
You got U.S. Open, no hole in one, minus 160. How about the Albatross got there today? Patrick Reed.
Yep.
14-1.
Yeah, 14-16-1. That hardly happens. And someone also had a two. Someone had a two out there. I looked, is that a hole in one? Oh my God, right off the bat. No, it wasn't.
You got Ben Griffin, top five. Get glasses. Don't be afraid. Don't fight it.
Yeah. Well, I had the LASIK, you know, but you're supposed to go back in when you turn 40.
Yeah. I've embraced it, man.
Yeah.
So, Ben Griffin, you got to like that start, right?
I love him. Right back, Ekholm blocks over 1.5.
Okay, you got it now. You can see it.
You got that. Pacers plus six. I don't get that. Like, what will it take to knock down their power rating? They're 0-8 ATS on the road.
I know. I get it.
You there?
I just read. But you sounded like Lorraine right there. I respond, and she goes, huh? Am I talking to a brick wall? I responded. How did you not hear me?
Yeah, Panthers coming right back with the Panthers tonight. Mike Palm strong earlier. He says it's over. It's over.
Get in there,
Paul. Schmidt. I miss Schmidt.
Hop up on the table.
Schmidt to have an assist, too, plus 260. St. Cloud kid. Rodriguez to have an assist.
I thought about that more the other day, by the way.
What's that?
What did you say about Nate Schmidt? You were surprised that your paths never crossed because you're both from St. Cloud?
I don't think I said that.
No, you said it on the air, yeah. Yeah. I thought about that more. Think about this. Let's do the math on this.
14-year-old, 14-year age difference?
He's 33. You moved to Las Vegas.
2000.
When he was 8.
It's a damnedest thing.
And how many times have you been back to St. Cloud?
Only for funerals, like two.
And you haven't been back?
I'll never go back.
Stunned.
I'll never go back.
Stunned how you don't know this guy.
Good call.
You're not roommates? You're not best friends? How'd that happen?
Yeah. Yeah. You can play hockey. Get after it. Absolutely. St. Cloud Cathedral, the Crusaders. Yep. Plus 260.
All right. Are we on to me?
Yep.
Did you see what happened here? 0-4 the other night. I'm 1-8 my last nine plays. Neesmith over 2.5 threes. What'd he take? Two? No attempts last night for the most part. Noah Cameron under 3.5 Ks, had six, got me good. Harris English top 10, that's no good for the first round. Mackenzie Gore documented over 6.5 Ks. We just talked about that. Pulled after 89 pitches, had six Ks. And Freddie Freeman was basically, he hit one to the track in his first at bat. It was a home run in, I believe, four ballparks out of 30 in all of Major League Baseball. Got a hit, next time up, had five at-bats, stayed under 1.5. No good. So this stuff is pending. I'm not adding anything for tonight. I got to take a couple days off here. NBA Finals SGA to average under 33.5 points per game. He's at 32 on average right now through three games. And some of the other guys who I have here at the U.S. Open, Scheffler plus 480. I got to check where he's at after the first round. Rahm 14-1, DeChambeau 15-1, and Obert among my bets at 25-1 as well.
All right.
I believe that's it.
Yep. They got to put it up on the screen, Luke. I closed it out on accident. My read. I'm sorry. Get the book, yeah. Got that.
Let's see here. Connors is 1-over through 16. He turned into a popular play.
Yeah.
Morikawa is 1-over through 17. Patrick Reed gave some back. He's 1-over through 16. I'm still scrolling, man. I don't see Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Scheffler's 3 over through 17.
Scheffler's 3 over?
3 over.
Wow.
He's 7 strokes back.
What's his number now?
1, 2, 3, 4. He's had 6 bogeys today.
Oh, my God.
What is he? There's no way he's 10 to 1.
I was looking. I just had it up. Come on.
I'll pull it up right now.
All right, come on, Internet.
Is Rahm's plus 550? Scheffler's 6 to 1. Kepka's 12.
They don't have a lot of faith in Uncle Ben either, because I think he came back, but there was a time where DeChambeau was 3 over, and he still had better odds than Griffin. Griffin was 1 under at
I'm seeing Ben 22 to 1. I'm seeing DeChambeau at 16 to 1.
Scheffler 4 to 1. Get out of here.
I know. Jordan Spieth 25 to 1. Where's Jordan at?
I saw him 1 under. Wasn't he 1 under?
He finished even par today.
Okay.
So he's 4 back.
Yeah, juicy. You know, these guys need to fall on their faces tomorrow. And I they should. You know, the Spahns, the Ims, these type of guys. And then we really get nuts here.
You know who I don't think is going to fall on his face? Maybe I'm seeing this because my
Hovland 30
betting grade. Slip is there.
Yeah.
I think Kepka's going to do it again.
Really?
I think Kepka is going to put together a weekend here. He's 12 to 1 to win it.
Okay.
I would not bet that number, but I think he's going to linger. His pedigree, yeah, I get it, man. The current form, or the form overall, has just been completely lousy and has not been the same guy since he went to LIV. But
you know who had a good round was McIntyre.
Yeah?
He got to 2 under and then gave a couple back, so he finished even.
Rory.
Why am I not seeing Thomas, even though he's got low odds?
Justin Thomas?
Yeah. He has low. His odds are low with the in-play right now, and I can't find him here.
Are you seeing that right?
Or the wrong guy?
I don't think you have the right guy.
I thought it was 17 to 1.
No.
I got the wrong guy.
You got the wrong guy.
Oh, he blew up?
No, I don't even see him on the odds board right now.
Oh, okay. Must have been looking at the wrong thing.
I'll tell you what.
Well, a little disappointed, though. I mean, I know it's one day, but I want to have this course show its teeth here.
Yeah, I know.
4 under, 3 under. Come on. Don't want that.
Yeah, I would like for them, like tomorrow, with like the lowest score, right? It's par 70. I don't want to see too many guys shoot like 68 tomorrow. Right?
Yeah. That prop almost cashed right off the bat. Lowest round was a 65, and Spahn shot a 66.
Well,
he had a birdie try on 18.
Don't forget, M was right there too.
That's right. Five under.
He got all the way to 5 under.
Yep.
There is a golfer right now with the last name of Cone. I don't know much about him. He is 1 under through 13, the way it appears.
Trevor Cone.
Okay.
And there's Nicholas.
Okay.
Steve Cohen's guy. James Nicholas is 1 under through 12. Yeah. Unbelievable.
He just parred to make it 13.
And while we were talking to Kevin, the owner of Rocco's, the Giants gave up 4 in the ninth and lost to the Rockies.
Well, that's a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I guess, after what happened the last 2 days.
The Rockies should have, you know, taken 2 out of that series. And I'll tell you what, the Giants were, I think, a popular pick for most wins in June.
Yeah.
And they certainly had the lead going into today. And the schedule was obviously quite nice for them.
What do you expect out of this kid for the Brewers? Is he the real deal? I like the Cardinals tonight. I forgot to give it to Luke. Sonny Gray has been ridiculous.
He's been really good.
We'll do more baseball tomorrow. It's a short card. But Sonny Gray, 3-0 with a 107 last 4. And Mizorowski?
Yeah.
6-7. Throws 100.
Right. And from what all accounts, I mean, he's top 30 prospect in all of baseball.
Yeah. Savale didn't take it too well.
No.
Tough, though. Bad beat. It's his birthday. Guy turns 30.
Well,
you're demoted.
That stinks, right?
So that, yep.
I don't know. I want to see this kid come out and strike out 10 tonight and look awesome.
Sure. Be great.
Yeah. All right.
Got that. Prime time up next, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Prime time. Nope. Cashing out 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. and then buy the books 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Great job by the crew.
Oh, absolutely.
Looks fantastic here. Dynamite with the backdrop. Top-notch operation. Great guest today. Flew by. A lot of fun. Good stuff from Kevin. People from Iowa, enough with the Bush Light. Have some pride.